alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The brothers who are sitting in the back by the wall are humbly requested to come closer, inshallah. Sit in the first row or the second row, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these steps which are moved, which are taken to fill the rows in the front, are really liked by Allah, very loved by Allah. So I humbly request all of you that come closer, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters, we have been talking about the misconceptions Ummat has about the deen, about the religion, and we talked many of them. Today also one of the greatest misconception the entire Ummat has about deen, which is one of the greatest misconception. And if we just think about it, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't even make sense, you know, despite having an explanation about it. If we just think about it, it does not even make sense. That our common sense tells us that nothing incomplete in this worldly life gives full benefit. Anything which is incomplete, which is missing its parts, cannot give full benefit in life. It makes sense. There is a very beautiful and very expensive car outside, but it's missing its tires. No matter how expensive it is, it cannot give you benefit. Or the car is there, all entire car is there, entire vehicle is there, but it is missing the gas in it, petrol in it, cannot give benefit. Nothing incomplete benefits in life. But somehow Shaitan has made us think and made this concept in our minds that incomplete deen will somehow benefit. This incomplete religion, incomplete deen that we have, somehow it will benefit.
Can you go and ask them?
So somehow this deen is going to benefit us despite being incomplete. You know, Ma Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned this one incident, and he tells these stories. His idea is, and his style is, that he teaches lessons with stories, because people, they have so much interest in stories. So he says that back in those days, and before I tell this, I tell you this, that one of the missions of Shaitan is not just to mislead us. You know, he made promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he said, وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَا آمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ عجیب. powerful words mentioned in Quran. I am going to make sure that I mislead them. I lead them astray. I'm going to make them have long hopes. Umanniyannahum. You have a long life. Upcoming month I will change. 2-3 months, just two, three more months. I'm going to give them hopes. Long hopes. Allahu Akbar. Usama radiallahu anhu, who was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Hibbihi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made an agreement with someone, he made a transaction. And in that transaction, he agreed that he will pay the price after a month. He bought something and he agreed for the price after a month. Somehow, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found this out. He said he got extremely mad on Usama radiallahu anhu. And he said, Usama, you have this long hope that you're going to live for a month? Long hope, here we have 30 years of agreement. This long hope that you have, you're going to live for a month? I used to think you're a very intelligent person. I say salam on one side, I have no hope of saying salam on the other side. I do mourning in this state that I have no hope that I'm going to be in this world in the evening. This is how a believer lives in this world. This is how the believer has. So, this is what one of the missions of Shaitan, that he puts long hopes in one's heart. When you have all your hopes in this world, then obviously you are hopeless of Akhirah. Second thing, another mission he mentioned. He said, I'm going to make sure. فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. He said, I'm going to make sure that these people, they change the creation of Allah. They change the way Allah has created them. They change their body. They change the life pattern on Allah has created them. Because my dear brothers and sisters, every sin one commits, it's not just against Allah, it's against nature itself. That's why our whole deen is totally according to nature. Three things, name of one thing. Three names of one thing. Three names. Three different names of one thing. Fitrat, Islam, and Sunnat. The three different names of one thing. What is deen? It is fitrat. What is fitrat? It's Sunnat. What is Sunnat and fitrat? It's deen. All three same different names of one thing. So when you go against Islam, you're not just going against Islam. You're going against your own nature on which Allah has created you. And how can one find comfort and happiness living a life against nature? How can you find comfort? In which world? How in the world you will find comfort? So this is Shaitan said, I'm going to make sure that they change the fitrat of Allah. They change the way Allah has created you. So that's why ulama has written that to make changes in one's own body is also prohibited in Islam. Because your own body is not owned by you. It's not owned by you. It's an amanat, trust Allah has given you. Cannot change it. So back in those days, Shaitan also working. So they used to have this printing on their bodies. They used to make these prints on their body. Nowadays, they also do. I don't want to mention the name. But they also had back in those days also. So Marumi Rahmatullahi narrates this story and he says that this one guy, he came to this drawer, this person who prints, and he came to him and he said to him, okay, can you draw a picture of a lion on my body? He said, okay, I will. So when he took his needle out to prick him, to start picturing the lion on his body, and he pricked him for the first time, when he very first prick he did. So he said, he felt the pain. He said, what are you doing? He said, you asked me to draw the picture of lion. I'm drawing the picture. So he said, what are you drawing right now? He said, I'm making the tail of the lion. So he said to him, oh, there are many lions in the world without tail. Just leave the tail. He said, okay. So then he started again. So when he started and he pricked the needle again, he felt the pain. He said, oh, what are you doing? He said, now I'm drawing the legs of the lion. So he said, a lion can be without legs also. So he said, okay. Then he started drawing the picture again. And then he pricked him and he felt the pain. He said, now what are you drawing? The Marumi Rahimahullah, he's narrating all of this. And then he said, I am drawing the head of the lion. So that person, he said, oh, the lion can be without head also. A lion can be without head also. So this person who was drawing the picture, he threw the needle and he said, you don't want to have the picture, why are you wasting my time? It's just that, in other words, you don't want me to put the picture on your body. After narrating this, Marumi Rahmatullahi said, this is exactly all of us doing with our deen. What we are doing with our deen, with our religion. When Allah asks us to pray 5 times salah, now we say, we are Muslims, we want to follow Islam, we want to please Allah, we want to be successful in this dunya and the hereafter. Okay, you want to? You want it? Okay, 5 times daily prayer. Oh, it doesn't fit in my schedule. Let's have deen without 5 times prayers. Okay, you cannot commit this haram. I want to follow the religion, but my life cannot be without this haram. Without this lifestyle of mine. Whatever fits in my schedule, it is deen for me. Whatever doesn't fit in my schedule, in my lifestyle, in my concept, in my comfort zone, it is not deen. Have it out. And this is what exactly, in many places, this misconception about deen Allah has explained in Quran. Although it just makes totally sense. How can incomplete deen, the deen of your desire, can help you, my dear brothers and sisters, in this world and the hereafter? How can it give you the full benefits it promises? How can? In one of the places in Quran, which I wanted to share with everyone today, Allah also mentioned this very concept, that on the Day of Judgment, when everybody will see what is happening to who, which path lead to a person where, towards which direction, a person will, out of regret, out of extreme regret, will start to chew his own hand. يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. A person out of extreme regret, out of extreme terror, he starts to chew his own fingers, his own head. And then what he will say? يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Now this person who is standing before Jahannam and he is seeing that the path I chosen for my life is ending there. And you see on the other side that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his followers marching towards Jannah. And he will see it with his own eyes. So he will say, Ya Laytani Ya laytani takhaltu ma'a rasuli samila. Woe unto me, destruction to me. What did I do? Why did not I follow that path which leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Laytani takhaltu ma'a rasuli samila. Now here, the person is not saying, what Mufassirin has highlighted here, that Allah did not mention, why did not I believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not mentioned here. It is not mentioned here that why did not I loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did not I accepted him? No. None of these things are mentioned. What is mentioned? Why did not I followed him? Why didn't I walk his path? This is what. اتخلتُ مع الرسول سبيلا. Why did not I had his lifestyle in my life? Walking in someone's footsteps. This is اتخلتُ مع الرسول سبيلا. And then he will tell the reason why he did not follow him. He will tell himself. He will say, يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانٍ خَلِيلًا. And this is the whole topic of my khutbah today. I want everyone to understand this. Allahu Akbar. That this person will say, the reason why he could not walk on that path which was the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will say, woe unto me. He will curse himself. And he will say, I wish if I did not made so and so my friend. Lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. I wish I could not have made him my friend. So and so my friend. He will out of terror and out of regret and out of that circumstance, he will forget his best friend's name. That person's name whom he used to hang out with all the time. Whom he used to be with all the time, he will forget his name. He will say fulanan khalila. Fulanan in Arabic, so and so. Oh, what's his name? You know, you say, what's his name? I used to be in his company all the time. And what he did to me? What he did to me? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. As soon he used to come to me, he used to make me forget the remembrance of Allah. He used to make me forget the reality. He used to lead me astray. There are people in every society, in every community, they think religion is for idiots. Religion is for those who are not intellectual, who has no idea what world is all about. Backward people. Old school. Unfortunately, I made him my friend. I chose to be in his company. And this is what he has done to me. And then in the end, what this person will say, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. You know what does khadul means? Khadul means that friend of yours who acted like that he is your friend all the time until you got to a position that you are in need of him. And then at that very moment, he slips away. That is what, who is he? Khazul. The shaitan leads one person all the way to the door of Jahannam, to the door of hell, and at that very moment he slips away. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. This is a friend shaitan is. So my dear brothers, at that very moment, this is what Allah is talking about believers. This is not non-believer story. The one who believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who claimed that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who all his life thought that I am a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is ending up here. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he will see all of this, he will say something too. In the middle of all of this, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say, وقال الرسول يا ربي ان قوم اتخذوا هذا القران مهجورا. Because of these bad gatherings they chose to be in, this bad company they chose to be in. Now a company, my dear brothers, one thing just I'll add before I state what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say. Company is not just about a person, that a person, this phone is also a company. As soon I open my phone and I forget who Allah is, I forget that I'm a believer. As soon I just turn this TV on, I forget everything. This is also company. This is also company, this is also friend, this is also the environment I chose to be in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا. This nation of mine, these people of mine, yes, they were in my people, they were in my ummah. But what they did, اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The reminder which came from Allah, the real message which came from Allah, and it was in their very hands. هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ. There is no ذَلِكَ over here. The word ذَلِكَ is not mentioned here. ذَلِكَ is for that, and هَذَا is for this. When something is very easy to access, very accessible, then you use the word هَذَا. How easy for us to take Quran and start reading? How easy it is for us to be in the company when the Quran is talked about, when the tafsir is talked about? How easy it is? How easy for us to change our company and to find those people in our society who are righteous and to be in his company? How easy it was. But on that day, my dear brothers, regret will not benefit. The only bad thing about regret is that there is no cure for regret. There is no cure for regret. Once you lose, that's it. So my dear brothers, this story starts from bad company, from bad environment. That's why, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, they were all highly educated. They all got knowledge directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Ibn Masud radiyallahu anhu, he was mentioning about Sahaba ikram, about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was telling the qualities of them. So very first thing he said, "A'maquhum ilman." They were very deep in knowledge. They had deep knowledge of the Deen. وَأَكَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. We were very simple people. Very, very disinterested in dunya. Very simple life. Very simple people. Many details he mentioned. But my dear brothers, what we need to think is, despite their deep knowledge, they were not called ulama. They were not called as scholars. And they were very, very forward in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are not called abideen. They are not called ulama. That one very quality by which they are distinguished and they are highlighted is Sahaba ikram. Those who got the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear brothers, we are defined, a person is defined by his company. Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to say, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. A person is on the religion of his friend, of the company he keeps. There's a saying in English also, that tell me your friends, show me your friends and tell me who you are. Show me your friends and tell me who you are. That's it. So my dear brothers, all what level of deen that we have in our life, everybody has a different level of deen. Whatever deen that we have, is we have from the good company we have got in our life. That level we have is from the level of company good company that we have in our life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and openly asked, commanded all of us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. Oh, you have believed, be in the consciousness of Allah. Continue to be in the consciousness of Allah. And wa kunu ma'a sadiqin, and be with the righteous people. Be in the company of righteous people. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentioned in the tafsir of this that kunu ma'a sadiqin litakunu min as-sadiqin. Be with them so you can be one of them. Very easy. It's very easy. So my dear brothers, we all want to rectify ourselves. We all want to rectify our family members. We all want to reform ourselves in the fold of deen. But the idea that we are trying to figure out to do this, it's wrong. The right idea to reform oneself into the fold of deen is also told to us in the deen. It's not like we have to figure something out to do it. No, no, no. It's just that we have to find the right company. And sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters, a company for accompanying a righteous person for some moments in one's life changes all his lifestyle. Changes everything. Changes his mindset. Changes his lifestyle. Changes everything. Small portion of company. That's why, alhamdulillah, we have started this in this masjid, that after every month, we call a great scholar from outside other states, and they come here for the whole weekend. So we all can be in their company and benefit from them. And get the right understanding of deen from them. And they are not special. They also have earned this from the company of their elders. That's how for 14 centuries, deen has continued. Sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. This is exactly how deen has continued. One scholar I was listening, just the last thing I'll mention. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, if you take out all the religious books and religious literature from the world, but the righteous people are there in the world, you cannot destroy deen. But if all the religious books are there, religious literature is there, righteous people are not there, then deen will go out. Then there will be no deen in the world. Because the idea from which deen transfers from one nation to the other, from one generation to the other, is through company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.
Ameen.